the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hello, you're listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. I'm Penny Smith, and with me today is Dr. Anita Pandey, author of Language Building Blocks. Over the past 25 years, she has taught courses in linguistics, professional writing, and ESL. Born and raised in a bilingual home in Africa, she developed an interest in languages early on. She picked up Hindi, English, Yoruba, the oldest African language, Hausa, and Nigerian Pidgin in her childhood, and learned French and Spanish as a teenager, primarily from children as documented in her first book, The Child Language Teacher: Intergenerational Language and Literary Enhancement. Dr. Pandey will be joining us for an eight-part series entitled Beyond Black and White, Addressing Cultural Bias in Word Gap Studies. Dr. Pandey, what can you tell us about addressing cultural bias in word gap studies?
Thank you, Penny, for inviting me to participate with you in this discussion. I'm very excited. I would like to begin by mentioning that the word gap studies started with a study conducted by two researchers. Their names were Hart and Riley, and they proposed that there is a word gap between low-income children and those raised in homes that are better in terms of the interaction level that the parents provide, and also socioeconomically more well-to-do. So they looked at three socioeconomic classes and 42 families, one they called upper middle class stratum, then the second level was the middle level, and then they called the lowest, and I put that in quotes, the welfare families. But when you look at the studies, all of the welfare families were African-American families, and only two of the African-American families in the second tier were African-American out of the families looked at, and only one in the upper crust. They also forgot to look at cultural variations in socialization patterns and interaction styles, not to mention overlooking dialect differences. And the fact that in many homes, not just in African-American communities, but in many rural areas and even across the world, children are meant to be seen but not heard. So if you're looking at the number of words that a parent shares with a child or that the child ends up uttering in the house, it varies by culture and dialect. And so this gap of 30 million that they said is visible by the time the child enters school has to be taken with a grain of salt. So black and white here is to be taken literally and figuratively.
Thank you, Dr. Pandey.
You're welcome.
Please join us in the next podcast for part two, where we will pinpoint the cultural bias with the argument that children are language facilitators and word generators.